2-1 pitch with two outs. A swing, and it's popped up. Tommy Edman goes out. He's under it. He makes the catch. It's a Waino Redbird winner. 200 career victories for Adam Wainwright. Light up the night for Waino.
Coming up on July 27th at the Factory in Chesterfield, it is the Big League Bash featuring our next guest, Adam Wainwright, and friends. So that is, we're just a couple of weeks away from that, so you want to get your tickets for it. And we are joined now on the guest line by former Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright. He is with us now. How's it going, Adam?
Great. Thanks for playing that hype music, man. That was awesome.
Well, it felt good, right? Well, let me give you just a little bit of something that's going to make you feel worse. My partner here, Amy, she had tickets for the game in the World Series that you closed it out.
Because of the rain out, my tickets got switched, so I got the game-winning tickets.
And she missed it to go play hockey.
So
I just want you to know that she did not see the only opportunity she'll ever have to go to a World Series clincher.
Adam, I have to clarify that I threw away that opportunity. I was playing college ice hockey at the time. I was the worst one on the team, and I felt like I couldn't just not show up because I knew I wouldn't get ice time. I was trying to make the right team decision, and normally you don't feel bad after making the right decision, but I feel terrible.
Yeah, I get that, and to his point, I don't feel any worse about it, but you should.
I do. I didn't even get any ice time, Adam. I was terrible. But I know people will be excited to see you at the Big League Bash at the Factory on July 27th. I also have to say, Adam, I love tennis, was watching Wimbledon, and then all of a sudden the announcers started talking about Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, that was a fun day. I was actually in Aspen, Colorado. We just got back from a hike, and I was sitting in the room, and was it Taylor Fritz was playing? I think who's playing right now, and I need to tune in because I think it started at 9:30. I think that's actually our other American in there. Anyways, I was watching the match also. And I stepped out of the room for a bit, and then Jake Westbrook, my old teammate, texted me and said, "Dude, they just name-dropped you on the Wimbledon broadcast." I went, "Shut up. No, they did not. I was just watching it. What are you talking about?" He goes, "No, seriously, they just..." He goes, hold on, I'll send you the video. So he goes back, and I always call it TiVo, and he looks back at the DVR or whatever, and he sends me the video, and I'm like, "Dude, I turned it off for 5 stinking seconds. You know, but then I sent the tweet out to who was the great commentator who was on there that day? I'll take a bit of a second.
Yeah.
I'll think of it in a second. And it was Brad Gilbert was on too. And I sent a tweet out to him. And then, you know, 30 seconds later, I was like, "Jenny, no, seriously, they talked to me." She's like, "Yeah, right." And I'm like, and then all of a sudden it goes, "Look who just tweeted in. The great Adam Wainwright." And I was like, I told you. So, that was a cool moment.
Was it Mike Monaco?
Yeah, Mike Monaco.
Yeah, and Brad Gilbert. Well, and it's such a collision of worlds because obviously the Cardinals are everything here in St. Louis, and then to hear them talk about it on Wimbledon, very, very cool.
Yeah, and then I talked to Mike Monaco a couple of days later because I was doing a broadcast with Jason Benetti, who's really good friends with Monaco, and we called him, and I got to thank him, you know, for pumping me up on the ESPN Wimbledon broadcast. That was really cool.
I think Monaco's working for the Red Sox, I'm not exactly sure, but Benetti's great too. So yeah, you've done quite a bit of baseball, you know, broadcasting. How much do you like it?
Say that one more time. You broke up. How much what?
Yeah, how much do you like doing baseball broadcasting?
Well, I really like it because it's a great way to stay in the game without having to spend, you know, these big league coaches get to the park at 11 or 12 and they don't go home till midnight every day. It's tough on a family. So I'm not in that place right now to be able to get away from my family or be away from my family like that. I've already did that. So staying in the game, going to these great venues, watching big league baseball, and talking about it is a really fun challenge. You know, there's a lot of prep that goes into it, but it's prep I can do at home. But you got to be up to date on who's doing good and who's been kind of struggling, or what guys' strengths are and weaknesses are. And that was kind of my favorite part besides competing. My favorite part of pitching in the big leagues was the preparation and learning those hitters and learning the weaknesses of the other team. I prepare for these broadcasts the same way I did when I was pitching.
Do you think you'd ever want to get back to that grind, be a coach in the big leagues and have to get there early and leave late and do all of that again?
I don't know. Sometimes I think yes, and a lot of times I think no, because I like being able to travel and go on vacations and still need to get over to Italy and eat that good food, and you know, and I still got a lot of places I want to go, and I still got to. By the time I'm an empty nester, I'll be 60 years old, and then by that time, hopefully, I got some grandbabies running around. And so I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but I do love coaching. I do love helping young pitchers, especially, kind of learn their craft and kind of help them hone in on what they do great. I've had several guys from different organizations fly in to work with me in the off season and just spend a day or two, you know, at the park. That's really fun for me. I love those kinds of things. And I have lots and lots of conversations every year with big league pitchers and minor league pitchers about thought process and you know, mechanical twists. And sometimes on these broadcasts, I get done with one and I go into the manager's office before or after the game, and I go, hey man, I'd love to talk to so-and-so because he's doing this, like he should be doing it like this, or hey, his mechanics are off this way. And so many of those managers trust me just from coaching against me for a long time, managing against me. So it's been a fun process.
Well, that's interesting. They don't get, you know, they don't feel like you're stepping on toes. They're like, yeah, go ahead. Go talk to him.
No, and I always ask permission, you know, like, yeah. Hey, is it all right if I talk to them about this? And most of the time, they're all so receptive of it because if the end goal is not to get your pitcher better and more prepared to be great when the next time he steps on the mound, then you're not the right guy for the job. That should be everybody's end goal, no matter how they get there.
You know, we were talking about that grind, and from what we understand, your old teammate, Yadier, wants to be a manager, a big league manager someday. At least that's what we hear, and maybe he changes his mind on that. If you, and I'm assuming you think he would be a good manager, what about him would make him that someday?
Yeah, I think he'd be a great manager. He'll have to have some kind of person who can handle the media, maybe, potentially, but as an on the field game manager, there won't be a better one than Yachty. Yeah. There just won't be. I mean, he learned from the best. He's learned from a lot of different managers he had. He learned a lot from Jose Oquindo, who would have been an incredible manager himself. By the way, Jose would have been. There's so many teams that should have hired Jose Oquindo to be their manager. It's crazy that they didn't. That it didn't happen. Jose would have needed somebody to manage the media too, though.
Yeah.
That would have been the tricky part of that. But I'll tell you, Yadi is the smartest on the field player I ever played with. Baseball wise, it doesn't get any better. Instincts off the charts, knowledge off the charts, know how off the charts, understanding of situations off the charts, better than anyone I ever played with. You know, yeah, it goes Yadi, and then like Albert and Jim Edmonds are tied for second, but Yadi's first, and he'll make an incredible one. I always, like, Jenny and I have that conversation. We're like, all right, we have to have our script laid out ahead of us. If Yadi ever called for us to be like the pitching coach, like, here's how we're gonna say no, and here's like, got it all like pre-thought out.
That's impressive.
Because you know what the pitch is going to be, and you're going to have to say no to it.
I feel like it's like Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And I feel like when Yachty asks, it would be tough. He just commands so much respect. And I imagine even in the clubhouse, it would be hard to think of a manager who would automatically command and have so much respect from the guys in that clubhouse.
Yeah, he would walk in there and it instantly would go quiet, for sure. He would have everybody's attention.
So, Adam, we wanted to have you on to talk about the Big League Bash coming up at the Factory in Chesterfield. It is July 27th, featuring Adam Wainwright and friends. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, July 27th at the Factory in Chesterfield, like you said. I'm going to be performing. I'm going to have Austin Bohannon and Joanna Cotton, two great Nashville recording artists, joining me on stage. They're going to be performing different sets as well. I'm going to be telling some Cardinal stories. We're going to have some meet and greets. We're going to be raising money for Big League Impact, which is a charity that I started back in 2013 that helps alleviate the basic essential needs, food, water, shelter, the things that we take it for granted. There's a lot of people in St. Louis and around the globe that are struggling with food insecurity or clean water or clothing or medicine or shelter or anything like that. And that's the kind of situations when those storms hit, that tornado ran through Forest Park and St. Louis area, we were able to come to the aid of a lot of people in need in that situation. We were able to help out a lot of different areas like that. And that's what we exist to do. And also to empower the big league players out there across Major League Baseball to take advantage of the platform they've been given and go out and do great things in their community. We love inspiring big league athletes around Major League Baseball to learn what their passion is and go out there and make a difference in the world. And that's something that we've really taken seriously as well. So July 27th at the Factory, we're going to have a great show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have some incredible performers on stage. We're going to have some Cardinals players in attendance. But we're also going to be, the main objective is to raise a lot of money for the people that we're trying to serve.
Adam, I know you mentioned some of the essentials that Big League Impact can provide. Do you have like a specific story or stories that you would want to share with the listeners saying, I've seen it with my own eyes, this is what we've done?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you local stories and I could tell you abroad stories. For a couple years, we partnered with some local schools in the area, and we found out a bunch of food insecure families the truth of the matter is that a lot of people don't know is so many kids across this country and the world, they eat when they go to school, breakfast, lunch. But when it's not school, when it's summertime, a lot of families don't have any food, and they have a really hard time providing meals for their family. And so we were able to find those families for a few years in a row. We've been doing this. We work with Operation Food Search for a long time to locate those families, provide backpacks full of food delivered every week to those families in need. We've also been over to Haiti with our team for Big League Impact a couple of different times, been to Honduras, been to Dominican Republic, and to see what we're able to do over there as well with the clean water programs that we've done through Water Mission. There's this one place called Milan in Haiti, and we pulled up on the side of this road one time, and there was this little mud puddle in the middle of the road that everybody was driving through, riding bikes through, donkeys are walking through, dogs are walking through, people are stopping and washing their sandals off in this mud puddle. And then I saw a lady come over with this big yellow bucket and dip it in the thing, fill it up, put it on her head and walk home. And I said, what is she going to use that water for? And they said, everything, cooking, cleaning, washing, everything. And if you were to go back to that exact same spot, Blonde Haiti now, through Big League Impact, we were able to provide a clean water I don't know what you call it, clean water facility there that provides jobs. But it also, for that little community of 1,500 people, now they have clean water. And so the waterborne illness dropped by 88% in 6 months. And wow. You're talking about when you feel sick from cholera or the other waterborne illnesses, bacteria that's in the water, when you feel sick, you can't go to work, you can't go to school. And now those kids are thriving. And so those are kind of some of the things that we've done over the years. And we've helped out a lot of different ways. Since 2013, we raised over $11 million for people in need. And we're going to continue to do that.
Well, it's really great work that Big League Impact has done. And the Big League Impact charity receiving the benefit of the Big League Bash, which will be happening July 27th at the Factory in Chesterfield, bigleagueimpact.org for tickets. Adam Wainwright, before we say goodbye, I know that a couple of months ago, or maybe it was just a little over a month ago, there was some sort of polling that suggested you might be a good candidate for Congress. Would you ever, if you don't want to be a coach, would you ever run for Congress?
You know, I was very honored to be included in that situation. I had no idea which party it was that was attempting to get my attention to run.
It was a Democratic Party. Yeah,
it was, and it didn't matter to me which, because I felt honored either way to be pursued and to feel wanted. You know, but I'll tell you, I would be a good congressman because I would do what I felt was right, and wouldn't let any of that. Those party politics or partisan things make decisions for me. But that is also not something that is on my near horizon anyways. But well, it was cool to be it mentioned in that.
I'll tell you what, if you ever decide to either coach again or run for Congress, will you let us know first?
Oh yeah, I'll call this show. It'll be this show.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I just told you I would do what's right. Now you're trying to get me to lie on air.
He doesn't even know what show this is.
It doesn't matter. It's very, very good.
It's a great show. No, Adam,
it's a very important show.
Adam, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to the Big League Bash on July 27th. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all so much. Appreciate the time.
Again, bigleagueimpact.org if you want tickets for Big League Bash featuring Adam Wainwright and friends. It's at the Factory in Chesterfield, July 27th, and tickets are available there. We are way late for break, but we don't care. We just talked to Adam Wainwright on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.